Greg says we just take out the empty seats, and then you win the challenge, right? That's not how it works. Sorry. How many of you like to go on trips? Me too. For the next 5 weeks, we're going to take a trip together. And this particular trip has the potential to be life-changing for us. So many times we walk through this life simply enduring it. We don't really enjoy our lives. We're exhausted. We're weighed down by life, by so many things. And Jesus offers us a different kind of life. A life that's full of freedom. Amen? Full of joy. And my hope is, through the next several weeks, that many of us can lighten our loads, so to speak. That by the goodness of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can learn to walk through life with a much greater joy and contentment. Just a few verses before we pray this morning. Some statements that Jesus made that serve as our foundation for our series. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. You all know probably these verses. Jesus says to us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let's pray. God, we are asking that you put power on this message. All we really have is words. We just have a talk. But we need more than a talk. We need the power of your Holy Spirit to come and to use even the weakness of this message to penetrate our hearts, bringing change in life and bringing hope to our lives. So Lord, I pray that you would anoint this message, and I pray, God, that you would do what you do best, which is lead us to Jesus. You teach us about all things, Holy Spirit, concerning Jesus, and we ask that you would lead us to the Lord this morning. Lord, we say we will follow. We want to make a commitment to follow. We don't just want to sing about it, we actually want to do it. We want to follow you. Help us to follow, Lord. Help us to follow. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me ask you another question this morning. How many of you pack too much when you go on trips? Anybody pack too much? Maybe when flying, you pack your suitcase right up to the weight limit, and then you find yourself pulling things out so you won't have to pay extra baggage fees, right? Anybody do that? Anybody would admit that? Right. Maybe on a long car trip, you feel like the front end of the car is just up a little because in the air because there's so much in the back, right? We have this experience all the time when we travel. We usually put both seats down in the back, and we fill it from front to back, top to bottom. If you know any available space, we're packing it. We even take our Keurig, right? Because you got to have good coffee, right? Packing gets to be a game. Everybody make a game out of packing. It's like, oh man, some people brag about being the best packers in their family. Oh, I pack the car the best in our family. Oh, Dad's the packer. He's the one that packs for the trip, right? Yeah. How much can we fit in the back of a Toyota RAV? I'm telling you, a lot. From experience, I can tell you a lot. Right? And you know what? When it comes to life, we overpack as well, don't we? We carry around a suitcase of guilt. We have a sack of discontentment in our lives. We have a duffel bag of doubt, an overnight bag of loneliness that we carry around with us. We have an entire trunk that we lug behind us of fear. We're lugging around all this luggage, and it's exhausting sometimes. Do you ever feel that way? Jesus offered this invitation to us in Matthew chapter 11 that very little people accept. He says, come to me, right? All of you who are weary and who carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest, Jesus says. Essentially, he says, why don't you set your stuff down? That's what Jesus says. You're carrying burdens that you don't need to bear. Let me carry those for you, Jesus invites us to. And he says, I'm going to take those bags from you. And you take the bags that I offer because they're much, much lighter. That's a pretty good offer, isn't it? Right? What he offers us is just this incredible amount of freedom on this journey that we call life, right? But we, for some reason, would rather walk through life like this picture that we have up here. You see it? Is it coming? Right like that. We would rather walk through life like that than to take up Jesus' offer and exchange bags for some lighter luggage. Now, to illustrate even better how much we walk through life sometimes, I need a volunteer who's not afraid of lifting some heavy weight. I need a volunteer. Who would want a volunteer not afraid of lifting some heavy weights? I need just one person. All right, I'll call on you, but I don't want to hurt you. You know, but I need one person to help me who's not afraid. Right? Yep. Okay. All right. Now, sometimes, are you sure about this? Sometimes we go through life carrying a suitcase full of guilt. Okay? Yeah. All right? And then on top of that, we carry around, just put it in one hand, all right? We carry around, not yet, a bag of discontentment. Don't drop it. Just keep holding on to it. Discontentment, happiness, right? How many sometimes carry around your unhappiness with you, all right? Then we also carry this other bag we have. That one's a little lighter, I think. Okay. we have this other bag that we carry called grief. Right, we grieve over broken relationships. We grieve over a broken marriage. We've lost a good job. We're saddened by a colossal failure that we committed. Maybe the loss of a loved one, but we grieve and we carry this grief around with us. All right, not yet. Then we pick up a bag. Here, you can just somehow put that right there, all right? Then we have a bag of doubt, insecurity, and we carry that around. And then we have this whole suitcase that we carry around of what? Fear. Now, you got all that? Well, that's cheating a little, but that's okay. All right. So, how do you feel? How do you feel right now? Okay. Yeah, muscles stretching a little bit, probably a little stress in the back, in the shoulders. I know that backpack's pretty heavy. Yeah. All right. Fingers cramping a little? Well, no. Well, it's because you're cheating.
Well, that's what humans do. Humans do that.
I know they do that, but you're not supposed to cheat on me.
Okay.
You got to hold on. Well, just put that in front of you. Okay. You're carrying. You're still carrying it. All right. You carry a lot of fear.
Okay.
All right. See? Yeah. Don't set anything down. Still doing pretty good? Yeah. Sure it was. Yeah. Yeah. Now you can leave these bags behind, but just try walking around a little bit. How's that? That's pretty heavy? Now, don't let anything go. All right, just keep walking. Come back up here. All right, right here. Yeah, not around the block. Okay, now just drop it one at a time. What's that feel like?
Better.
A lot better. How's that?
That's a lot.
Feel the release?
Yeah. The stress goes.
Let me help you with this. This is probably going to be.
That's really good.
That's really good.
That is good.
Yeah. Before, and I'll invite anybody up here if you want to feel how heavy this is. It's pretty heavy. All right. Before, she was burdened down. Right? But now what is she?
Free.
Free. Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary, who carry heavy burdens, and I will give you what? Rest. I'll give you rest. Jesus offers release from the emotional baggage that we often carry throughout our lives. And with his blessing, do you hear that? With his blessing, actually his invitation, we can let each piece of emotional luggage that we have slide off of our lives, and we too can become free. Don't you think that's a pretty good? Amen. Thank you. Thank you for helping. Now, we do have good liability insurance. On first glance, Jesus seems to be saying a few things to us, to each of us. First thing is this, pretty simple. We should come to Jesus when we're tired, right? We should come to Jesus when we're tired. Now, I'm not talking about physical tiredness. Because, you know, we wear that kind of tiredness, we wear that like a badge. A lot of people do. Right? We try to get validation and attention, you know, from others, you know, using this badge of tiredness. Oh, I'm so tired. How you doing today? Oh, I'm tired. I'm so tired. I got this going on. I've got this, and I'm doing this, and I'm working my tail off, and everybody else is lazy, but I'm the only one, you know, who's working really the hard. You know, somehow we think that tiredness, physical tiredness, is some unique, personally fashioned experience for us. Can I tell you something? Everybody's tired. Everybody's tired. If I would do a survey and I would ask a dozen of you, probably eight out of ten of you would say, "Man, I'm tired. I'm tired." All right. And sometimes we look for attaboys. We look maybe for a pat of sympathy. You poor thing. You're so tired. Boy, can I pray for you? All right? So I'm meddling a little bit, right? You know that, right? I'm meddling in your life right now. I'm not talking about physical tiredness. I'm talking about emotional tiredness. I'm talking about spiritual tiredness. I'm talking about soul tiredness, when your soul is tired. And we should come to Jesus with our weariness, but so often we don't. We somehow have this false notion that Jesus doesn't want to be bothered by all of our stuff. So we don't come to him. Prayers for the big stuff, right? Seeking God's for the big stuff only. The job. Lord, I really need a spouse. Yeah, I need a girlfriend. I need a boyfriend, right? A health problem. We'll pray about that. Acceptance into a school. A promotion. We think that prayer is only for the big stuff. Seeking God's only for the big stuff. But Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary, who are tired, and have heavy loads. And he says, I'll give you rest during those times as well. So many people have trouble sleeping, don't they? Anybody have trouble sleeping? Yeah. You know, it could be that your souls are restless. It could be that your soul is restless. Oftentimes, people, their self-talk goes something like this. Well, I've got this thing in my life, and what am I going to do about this thing? And I haven't a clue about what to do about so-and-so, and I'm so down, and I'm so depressed about this thing, and I have this other thing, and this thing's going to come, and I don't know what it is, but it's coming. And our minds begin to bounce from one problem to another, and we never experience peace. We never know what it means to rest. We never know what it means to rest. Even when we go put our head on the pillow, we're still not at rest. We're still not resting. And so we should come to Jesus when we're tired. Just turn to somebody and say, you need to go to Jesus when you're tired. All right. Or you look tired. No, don't tell them that. What was it? We were out to dinner. We went out to dinner with some friends, and I walked into the restaurant, and I hadn't seen this college buddy for a few years, and he came up to me. He didn't even say hi. He didn't even say hello. He didn't say anything like. He says, "Man, you look pretty ragged." I thought about what he said the entire meal, and I got into the car, and I turned to Andrea, and I said, "Do I look that bad?" Do I really look that bad? Right? Don't do that to somebody. It's terrible. Yeah. So, but I want to talk about this, just the second skim of this statement that Jesus makes. Jesus realizes that we are, number two, prone to carry heavy loads. We try to carry heavy burdens we were never intended to bear. And we don't really carry them that well. And we can easily and quickly find ourselves overwhelmed by the circumstances and the challenges in our lives. True? Because we try to carry those around with us. The third thing I think is we just bounce across the water of this verse is I think it's fairly easy to see that the load that Jesus asks us to carry is light. True? For my yoke is what? Easy. My burden is light. And he has a better way for us to journey through life. It's a much less stressful way of doing life. How many vote for that? How many of you would enjoy a much less stressful life? Of course you do. Of course we all do. No one in this room is saying, I like to carry the weight of the world on my shoulders. Nobody's saying that. I like to be overwhelmed. Who says that? You ever hear anybody say that? I like to be crushed by worry or fear or discouragement. No. We all want a much less stressful life. And the good news is God wants to lighten our loads, free us from the baggage of our lives. And the good news is we can walk through life and actually enjoy it. Now, there's a novel thought. We can actually enjoy our lives. How many would like to enjoy your life? Yeah? Three? Question, though, is this. How do we let him? How do we lighten the loads that we carry in this life? How do we experience the freedom Jesus promises to us? How do we do that? Well, Jesus suggests what seems like a very simple process. If you look at his words again in Matthew 11, you'll see that he basically says two things. How many like simple, solutions, simple processes, right? He basically says two things. And these two phrases are things that I hope you go out of here remembering. Let go and pick up. Let go and pick up. How do we experience the freedom Jesus promises in Matthew chapter 11? He says you got to let go and then you got to pick up. Let go of the heavy emotional weights that you carry, that I carry, and pick up Jesus' load, his load. What he essentially is asking us, inviting us to do, is just to exchange bags, right? Just to exchange bags. Grief for comfort. Let go grief, receive comfort, pick up comfort. Let go of doubt, pick up faith. Let go of fear, pick up courage. Let go of discontentment, pick up contentment. Let go of guilt, pick up his forgiveness. And you're thinking, is it that easy? Jesus said it, right? He said it. Now, I want to share with you one of the reasons that Jesus offered this invitation was people in his day were weighed down with religious laws. There was this system of law and just laws piled on top of law that they were required to follow. And Jesus likened that to a yoke. It's not a word we use a lot, yoke. We think is like eggs, right? He's not talking about eggs, although I like eggs, right? A yoke was a wooden bar or a frame joining two draft animals, such as oxen, together at the heads or the necks so that they could work together. And maybe some of you have seen these wooden yokes often were put on animals to get them to work together. In this case, people were joined to the Jewish ceremonial law system, which was supposed to lead them to God. But all it did was weigh him down. All it did was weigh him down with guilt and with shame and with judgment, because nobody could keep all the laws perfectly. Nobody could even remember all the laws, let alone keep them. There were so many of them. And Jesus came along during that day of religiosity and just religious bleh, right? And he says, he basically stands up and he says, my way of life's easier. There's only one law. Do you know the law? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. You remember that law? And when you come to me, Jesus said, I'll give you peace that passes understanding. I'll give you joy that's unheard of and unspeakable. I'll give you a comfort that the world can never give you. I'll give you a hope in the midst of your trials. And the best of all is that when you keep my commands, there's going to be great reward for you. Well, that's a pretty good life. And so Jesus sees these heavy weights, the heavy weight of humanity that the people are carrying. And he says, I want to lighten the load. I want to bring freedom. I want to bring freedom. Now, you might be wondering, because in days gone by, years past, I have often preached tailored messages focusing on this idea of freedom and talked about the historical facts of the United States. And you obviously are seeing that I'm not doing that this weekend. And the reason is this. I'm becoming more and more aware not to mix American patriotism with the Christian faith. Because some could easily assume that to be American is to be Christian. And that's not true at all, is it? So my encouragement to all of us before I move on is that we all should be responsible Christians and pray for our nation. This is my July 4th statement. How's that? Pray for our nation. Pray that God visits our nation in former days when there was widespread revivals. Men and women by the thousands came to know Jesus as their Savior and their Lord. Pray for a grassroot awakening in people that they would see their need for God and turn to Bible-believing preaching churches for answers. Amen? We need to pray. Now, I want to ask a question here as we kind of somehow wrap this thing up, is that if we're going to experience the life of freedom Jesus is offering, we're all in agreement that that's a good thing, right? It's important to recognize the luggage that you're carrying. Say that again. It's important for you to recognize the luggage that you are carrying. Is it fear? Is it worry? Is it guilt? Is it grief? What burdens do you carry around with you all the time? All the time. You know, the psalmist said in Psalm 38, "My guilt has overwhelmed me. Like a load, it weighs me down," the psalmist said. Is it guilt from a sin that you committed in your past? Is that what you carry with you? Is that the luggage piece that you have? Guilt? Or is it guilt from a habitual sin that you currently have in your life that you just feel constantly guilty over because you do the same thing over and over and over again that you know is displeasing to God? Is it excessive worry? Do you worry about everything? Do you worry about losing your job, about something happening to your kids, about something happening to your grandkids, about your car breaking down, how to pay for all your bills, how your kids going to pay for all their bills? Do I worry that something might happen to me, something might happen to my family, something might happen to my friends? What am I going to do? What are they going to do? What are we going to do? And you walk around every day with this excessive worry in your life about yourself, about others that you love, about losing something or something threatening you. Excessive worry. Is that your piece of luggage? Is it fear? I'm afraid I'm going to die. I'm deathly afraid of intruders. I'm afraid of getting into a car accident. I'm afraid of airplanes crashing. I'm afraid of crowds. My heart starts pounding. I break out in a cold sweat. I start to panic. Fear constrains me like a straitjacket. Fear. You ever felt that way? You ever feel constrained by fear? You ever feel like fear was just wrapping you up, keeping you from moving? Is it fear? Do past hurts weigh you down? Rejection and the pain and the injustice and the cruelty that's been done to you, it just crushes your spirit to the point where you don't feel like you're limping through life. You feel like you're crawling through life. Are there any crawlers today? Feel like you're crawling through life? What is it that leaves you emotionally tired and exhausted and causes you to limp through this life? just want to pause right now, just right on that thought. I'm going to ask you to ask the Holy Spirit to put his finger on that one thing and press it. Press it hard so you become aware of that piece of luggage that you're carrying every day. Just ask the Spirit of God, what is it? Is it fear, Lord? Is it anxiety? Is it grief? Is it discontentment? Is it discouragement? Is it pain? Jesus offers us freedom. He offers us a lighter load, a better way of doing life. Most of us refuse to exchange bags with Jesus. Now, there are a couple reasons for that. One, some people think that they deserve it. The oppressive weight that they carry around is just punishment for their sins. They deserve to carry around the weight of guilt or pain or discouragement or fear in their lives. They feel like that's their punishment. Others think that carrying around these heavy emotional weights is the way that's supposed to work. I mean, that's life. I mean, life sucks. You deal with it, right? That's life. Life's heavy. And you just got to just carry it all of your life. But one of the other reasons why we refuse to exchange bags with Jesus and receive the lighter life or lighter load that he offers to us is that we, as Christians, we find ourselves, we carry around this unnecessary guilt or fear or shame. We're exhausted mentally, emotionally, because we don't really trust God's word. We don't really trust him. We don't really believe Jesus' words that he can give us rest and that he can lighten the burdens of our lives. We don't believe his offer of an abundant life is a legitimate one. We have a hard time trusting. Sounds good, but Jesus really doesn't know how life works today in the 21st century, right? We have a hard time exchanging our bags. We have a hard time letting go of our stuff and picking up what Jesus has for our lives. Do you find it hard? Huh? Letting go, picking up what he has for you. Well, I want to finish our morning by answering this question. Why? Why do I need to come to Jesus and pick up his bag of freedom? Why? Why do I need to do that? It's a good question, isn't it? Well, I think the first reason is this. Is we need to drop the heavy burdens and pick up his bag of freedom for God's sake. For the sake of God whom we serve. For the sake of God whom we love. God, you see, God wants to use each one of you. Do you believe that? God wants to use each one of you. God wants to use me. But often he can't. Because we're so exhausted. The Apostle Paul, he likens the Christian life to a race, right? But too often, we can't even make it to the starting line. Because our souls are just so exhausted. Our minds are exhausted. Our heart is exhausted. And here's the thing. He has a unique race for each one of us to run. I believe that. He wants us to engage people with his love. He wants us to serve in ways that we've not thought of or dreamed of. He wants us to be an effective representation of him on the earth. And we can't do that unless we drop some stuff. That's the bottom line. We can't do it. We can't do it. Romans chapter 15, verses 1 and 2 says, "We who are strong ought to bear weak with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each one of us should please his neighbor for his good to build him up." But we can't share grace with others if we're full of guilt. We can't offer comfort if we're so overwhelmed with grief. We can't lighten someone else's load and build them up if our arms are so full with our own stuff. You can't do it. And so we miss God. We miss maybe some assignments from God. We miss some callings from God. We miss some things that he would have us to do because we're holding on to stuff. And it's heavy. And it weighs us down. There's another place where Paul says that you and I as Christians are what? God's workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. That God has some things that he prepares and is preparing and has prepared in advance for us to do. Why do we need to set our heavy burdens down at the feet of Jesus and pick up his bag of freedom? We need to do it for God's sake. So he can effectively use us to advance his kingdom and establish his presence and his power wherever we go. He wants to use us in that way to establish his presence and establish his healing and establish his kingdom and establish his power wherever we go. Take a deep breath. I can sense that this is like, whew, it's rough. God's pressing. He's pressing on us. There's a second reason we need to go to Jesus and drop our oppressive emotional luggage and accept his life of peace and his life of joy and contentment. We need to do it for the sake of those that we love. True? You know, when we are preoccupied with our own troubles, we're not free to help other people. How many think that's true? Max Lucado writes this. He says, "Worrying over our own troubles interferes with our ability to help others with theirs." Let me say it again. Worrying over our own troubles interferes with our ability to help others with theirs. Never thought of it that way. Question, how many of you have ever grown frustrated with a family member or a friend who was persistently preoccupied with themselves and their own problems? I hear, all right? When we really needed them, we couldn't gain their attention, we couldn't gain their affection because they were so wrapped up in themselves. Anybody relate? All right. Now, before your frustration rises to the top, and you start thinking, "You have no idea how frustrated I am with that person in my life." Before you go there, before you rise to that level, there very well may be some people who feel the same way about you. Just saying. The fact of the matter is that we burden ourselves with worries to the exclusion of others' needs all the time. We do this all the time unknowingly. Galatians chapter 5 says, "My brothers and sisters, God called you to be free, but do not use your freedom as an excuse to do what pleases your sinful self. Rather, serve each other with love." Now, I misspoke. I do have another thing to say about America. In America, we have this idea of freedom that's laced with rebellion. American freedom, when it's expressed sometimes, often sounds very self-serving. Right? I'm free to do what I want, say what I want, feel what I want, act like I want, and I really don't care what anybody thinks about it. You're not the boss of me. You know that line? You probably said it to your mom or your dad. You're not the boss of me. Well, let me just show you. No, just... Biblical freedom always turns outward towards others and their needs and their interests. Biblical freedom, right? God called you to be free, but not to use your freedom as an excuse to do what pleases your sinful self. Rather, you are to serve each other with love. That's biblical freedom. You know, right before Jesus went to the cross, he spent time with his disciples, and it was his last opportunity to remind them of some things that he taught them and to give them some last parting words and prepare them for life without his physical presence. And he tells them these words in John 13. He says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I've loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you're my disciples if you" what? "If you love one another." Listen, if you want to fulfill this commandment well, if you really want to see this played out in your life in an effective way, if you really want to love your family members well, you really want to love your brothers and sisters in Christ, in God's family well, if you want to love those that don't know Jesus, if you want to do all of that well, then you and I, we need to experience the freedom that Jesus offers. We need to drop our heavy baggage, and let Him shoulder the full weight of our problems. And let me just say this, before I finish this thought out. Jesus is the only one strong enough to shoulder the full weight of your problems. We're not very good at it, obviously. There's no way Glenda could have walked around all day effectively carrying around that weight. We don't really walk through life and function that effectively, carrying all the weight that we do, fear, grief, pain. Sometimes we try to get other people to carry our baggage for us. They aren't very good at doing that either, are they? Then we get frustrated and angry with them because they can't carry some of our load. Jesus is the only one strong enough to shoulder the full weight of our problems for the sake of those we love. Amen? We need to drop those burdens that we carry for the sake of God whom we serve and for the sake of those we love. And thirdly, we need to learn to travel light in this life for our own sakes. Our own joy. Now, one of the most recent joys of our lives is our little grandson, Max. Maxwell Bruce. I kind of like that name. That's a pretty good name. And, you know, we try to spend as much time with him as we can, and which isn't enough. Like most grandparents, we have a couple of tubs full of toys for him to play with at our house. And he has a few favorite toys that he likes to play with when he comes over to our house. And for some reason, he picks the heaviest ones, the heaviest toys. And he's just a little guy. I mean, he's a little guy. But he tries to carry them, right? Anyway, he tries. And so he picks it up out of the tub, and he's grunting, and he's grimacing, and he's groaning, and and he's trying to carry it over to one of us. Well, me, mostly. Because we have a bromance going on. Max and I have a thing going on, right? We have this thing, and I, you know, just ask Andrea, right? So she's not very happy about it. I keep telling her one of these days it's going to be all about Grandma, all right? It's going to be all about Grandma. I don't think she really believes it. But so Max, he's trying to carry this, and I mean, this thing, it would definitely hurt the kid's toes, right, if he dropped it on his feet. And he's, you know, working, and he's trying to get that thing over there. And all he wants to do is enjoy himself. I don't, kids, right? They just want to play. All he wants to do is enjoy himself. But he tries to carry things that are way too heavy for him, and it makes him frustrated. That's where I step in, and I get up, and I say, let me carry that for you. Let me carry that for you. We can learn a lot from toddlers, can't we? All he wanted to do was play, but he picked something that was so heavy, he couldn't, and it made him frustrated. I want to finish with this. Stop with this. What would happen if we took up Jesus' offer? What would happen if we set down some of the pieces of emotional luggage that we carry around and we trust him to carry those for us? What would happen if we unloaded the guilt? We unloaded the worry. We unloaded the fear that weighs us down, and we received from him what we need, and we just rested. What would happen? I'll answer it for you. We would enjoy our life a whole lot more. The life that Jesus has given to us, we would enjoy that life to the fullest, wouldn't we? We gotta let go, and we gotta pick it up. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you. I just pray that you press some buttons today. Press some buttons, Lord. Spirit of God, just come. Pierce our hearts like an arrow. Penetrating. The deepest parts of us. Lord, come. I think it would be fair to say that every person has something they need to let go of that they're carrying. But if you want to respond to the Lord and you have incredible fear in your life, you know you need to let go of that you carry around. I just invite you to stand right where you're at. Fear. Fear is your luggage. You carry it everywhere you go. Just invite you to stand. For some of you, it's worry. I mean, it's such a heavy weight. And you need to exchange that for peace. You need to come to Jesus. You want to let it go today, I just invite you to stand where you're at. Worry. There's never a time you're not worrying. There's never a time you're not anxious. Some of you, it's pain and rejection. You need to let it go. Invite you to stand right where you're at. Pain, rejection. It goes around with you everywhere you go. And you need to let it go and find some freedom. Who would stand and respond to the invitation of Jesus? Guilt. Feel so guilty. You feel like a terrible failure all the time because of what you did or what you're doing. Let it go. Receive the forgiveness of the Lord. Respond to Him. Stand. Say, I want forgiveness. I want to get rid of this guilt in my life. I just come to you right now. Feel free to stand. Yeah? Some of you are just, you walk around with such deep discouragement. And you're not even really sure why. But you're discouraged all the time. Jesus says, I have a better way of doing life. Why don't you lighten the load and just respond to Him. Say, Lord, help me with my discouragement. I give it to you. Will you take it from me and bear the weight of it? I want to be encouraged in my heart. Just respond. Yeah, the Lord's moving. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Encouragement of the Lord. Lighter than when we came in. Lighter. Jesus wants to lighten our load. For His yoke is easy, His burden is light. So make that exchange today. Let it go. Pick up what He has to offer you. Let go. Pick up. Let go. Pick it up. Let it go and pick it up. Pick up what Jesus so freely wants to give you. traveled a few miles down the road today. We've got a lot more road to cover. Come back next week, ready to let some more cover. Pick up what God has for us. Just freedom and joy in life. And peace. Amen? Amen? Be blessed. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, let go. Pick it up. Amen? Be blessed.